So let me just first say the first two authors unfortunately weren't able to make it, and they and the other authors did most of the work on this, so I just wanted to make that say that at the beginning. Also, I wanted to thank the previous speaker for really laying out the situation with nitrogen really well and kind of help explain a lot of what I'll be presenting in terms of ADAPT-N. So that was quite nice and quite impressive, actually. So as was mentioned, nitrogen is an ongoing concern in maize production systems, and it's for both agronomic and environmental reasons. Agronomic, particularly low use and use efficiency and sensitivity to weather, and then environmental concerns with particularly with denitrification and nitrous oxide losses and leaching losses. So as Brad mentioned, part of the problem and the challenge is to predict what the optimum nitrogen rate is in any given year. And he showed similar data. This is for a single site, a range of sites in Iowa in a single year. And if you plotted a single site over many years, you'd see the same sort of distribution. So although there's a kind of a mean that's the highest frequency, there's quite a range around that. So the challenge is trying to predict in any given year what that rate might be. So what we decided probably 10 or 15 years ago that we wanted to try to develop a decision support tool to address this. And this decision support tool is based on the observations that were mentioned before, that there's a lot of studies showing that early season weather impacts optimum nitrogen rate. So it impacts it by affecting the loss or gains of crop available nitrogen in the profile pre-plant or early post-plant. And then we made the decision to use a computer model to try to address this. So the advantage of the model is that we can look at the interaction of the factors in the system and then look how that interaction changes the crop available nitrogen over time. So it's a dynamic evaluation of that crop available nitrogen in the soil, and using that information we felt like we could do a better job at predicting what the nitrogen rate should be. And it's an in-season, meant to be an in-season tool, for the reason that as you get into the exponential growth phase of the crop, the predictability of crop available nitrogen in that soil increases, and that increases the value of the tool. So the real value is once you begin to get canopy closure, and to get higher transpiration rates, losses go down, and that you become better able to predict that crop available nitrogen in the soil profile. So this is just a brief history. This began with studies from the 80s, field studies, and then we also began working with models that made up the core of the ADAPT-N tool, a soils model called Leach-N, and then a maize model developed by Tom Sinclair and others. We began our kind of semi-weekly recommendations in 2005. The real breakthrough, as was mentioned before, was that in 2008 high-resolution climate data were made available to us. So this really allowed us to get to site-specific recommendations. And then we began field testing in 2011. After many tries of trying to get funding to do that, we finally got that, and we're able to do quite a bit of strip trial testing. And then another change was in 2014. It was licensed and commercialized through Agronomic Technology Corporation. And because of that, I am required to put this up, a disclosure, just so you know. So what goes into making a recommendation in ADAPT-N? Kind of again repeating what Brad mentioned before, weather inputs, and again high resolution climate data was critical. Soil, you can see them here, texture, tillage information, fertilizer, manure inputs, and then crop information, both the information about the maize crop but also the previous crop, and then information on fertilizer and grain prices. So what we do in the tool is, and I kind of missed a slide there, but You define a location. So that can be done either by using a shape file, importing a shape file, and then that is used to determine either a field size or a field coordinates or a zone within a field, or you can use a mapping tool within AdaptN itself. And once you do that, you get a list of either zones or fields that in which you can look at the summary, information for those in the tool. So that's how you import. So you define a location first. You enter soil information. And I want to point out you can either enter a textural class for your location, or you can, or we have actual soil series names if that's better able to be used. We enter tillage information. You can see there method, date, depth, amount of residue, and some soil test information, primarily for soil organic matter. Crop information, cultivar, planting date, density, and then previous crop information. And then I should say, if you look over on the side, you can apply this information to a number of different zones, so you don't have to repeat enter for each zone or field. One key thing is expected yield. We do use that, so we recommend that growers look at the last 5 years of their yield data for a given field or zone and pick the second highest yield for that, and that's used actually in the recommendation. Then we have information for inputting nitrogen fertilizer. We have a pretty extensive and input section for manure, and that evolved primarily out of the fact that we developed this for New York, and there's a significant amount of dairy production there and silage corn production, and manure is a key part of that, so we really needed to have that, but that also then was adapted for the Midwest, primarily for swine manure applications. There's a input for irrigation. And then this is what the kind of the key output that you get from the tool. And so this is the recommendation here. This provides a range around that recommendation that reflects what the tool is estimating for post-recommendation nitrogen mineralization and nitrogen losses. So we run a large number of climate years for the different locations. We look at the range of those estimates of losses and mineralization, and then that's used to set up a range around the very specific recommendation that we give here. So it gives the grower the ability to make a decision any given year. Do they want to, they think it's going to be a shift, the future weather is going to be one way or another way. This is the actual target that we use, and that came from the expected yield input that I mentioned before. And then these are the components that go into the calculation of the recommendation. They include, you know, how much nitrates in the profile in the top 12 inches or top 30 centimeters, expected future mineralization, the amount of mineralization that's occurred so far, nitrogen uptake by the crop, current nitrogen in the soil, etc. This is the amount of crop available water in the profile currently, and then this is what the field capacity available water is. And so this is provided to the growers and or the users, and we also provide a kind of a summary information through what our daily alert. So you can get this in a number of different ways on your phone, on a laptop, and it provides provides you with recommendation for a given zone, and then the stage that we're predicting, stage of growth of the crop. So these are done daily. It's run at night. They are provided daily and really are used quite extensively. That's a feature that is very, very much valued by the users. We also provide output from the model to the users. Just summary information that they can use to get a better understanding of the system that they're operating in. And so it's similar to what, again, what Brad showed before, where we show different outputs of the model. So these are cumulative precip, leaching, and denitrification, or total gaseous losses from the time that the tool begin the simulation. This is, again, more output, showing mineralized nitrogen and temperature. So the question is then, we've got this tool, does it address the agronomic issue, economic issue shown here, environmental issues, and then can we, how do we work on improving this? At this point, I just want to say that with dynamic simulation modeling, you're always improving the model. That's just a given that you're always improving. So we always are making improvements on the basic functions in the model based on, you know, ongoing scientific research. But we also use the information from the strip trials that I'll be showing you to help improve both the model internally but also the tool itself. So here's some of the summary information from the strip trials we've done. So I'm going to just show New York and Iowa because we have the longest record for those. And we began in 2011, so I'll be showing you data from 2011 to 2013. And we also have trials in other locations in the Midwest and North Central states, but they're not as many, and they're just started in the last couple of years. So we have two systems, grain and silage in New York, and grain. But we cover quite a range of nitrogen management here with these strip trials. So we really felt like we got a good comprehensive look at crop product, maize production systems. This is just briefly the strip trial design that we recommend. The only thing I want to mention is we ask the growers to use what nitrogen rate they would use and not, for example, necessarily the land grant recommendation. 2011-2012 were somewhat similar. They were either normal, more or less, or dry for both New York and Iowa. 2012 in the Midwest was very dry and normal in New York. So the data here are for performance in normal to dry years. So this is the adapt N minus the grower N comparison for fertilizer. So you can see we adapt N recommended a reduction in fertilizer in all years in both locations. Nitrogen losses were reduced by adaptin, not much at all in Iowa, but considerably in New York. Not much of a yield hit, a little bit in New York, but this one is a key one, and this is the profitability. So adaptin increased the profitability to the grower by the amount shown there. And in most trials, there was an increase in profitability through the use of the tool. 2013 was quite a bit different, very wet. But again, we showed in Iowa, because of a dry June, we recommended a reduction. Now, New York, we recommended an increase of 20 pounds because of that wet weather in June. Lowlet losses are shown here. The yield, though, a little bit of advantage, but a big advantage in New York by adding that extra nitrogen. So that really showed the value of incorporating weather into these recommendations. Profit of okay in Iowa, but really big in New York. And then the trials with the greatest, equal or greater profit are shown there. And we are, again, constantly improving this model. This shows overall the number of trials where the rate was reduced. The green is primarily in 2013. This is the yield, where the orange shows a reduction in yield with the use of the tool. A lot of these earlier ones were we addressed through improvements in the model and the tool. And this bottom one shows the change in profit, with green showing an increase in profit with the use of the tool. So we feel pretty good about the strip trial results. And there's that. And that's just an overall summary of the performance. Again, we felt really good about this strip trial testing, and I should say the strip trials from the other states are showing similar results. So that's the bottom line, and That's it.
Thank you very much.
Sure.